South Australia's energy needs have been given another boost with a new solar thermal plant to be built in Port Augusta. The SA Premier says the 150-megawatt facility will provide all of the state government's power needs and will also generate hundreds of jobs. The Mayor of Port Augusta says it's a historic day for the city, still reeling after the coal-fired power station closed last year. Caroline Winter reports.
First, it was the biggest battery, and now South Australia will be home to the biggest solar thermal plant of its kind in the world.
It's a win for Port Augusta, it's a win for energy consumers, it's a win for South Australia, and it's a win for the transition to clean, affordable, reliable power for our nation and the world.
In his latest energy announcement, the state's Premier, Jay Weatherill, says South Australia has secured a 150-megawatt solar thermal power plant for Port Augusta. He says it will supply all of the state government's power needs, boost competition, and put downward pressure on power prices.
We have a new player in the market, smashing the existing models that exist here in South Australia, providing additional competition, which is challenging the dominance of the existing traditional energy giants. This means more competition. That means lower prices.
Work on the $650 million facility called Aurora will start in early 2018 and be completed in 2020. It's expected to create 650 jobs during construction and 50 more ongoing. American company Solar Reserve won the contract, which was the lowest cost option of shortlisted bids. The project will rely on a $110 million concessional equity loan from the federal government, promised as part of negotiations with Senator Nick Xenophon on the Commonwealth's company tax cuts legislation. Kevin Smith is Solar Reserve's chief executive officer.
Our goal really is to promote our technology worldwide. This is a great example of how our technology continues to come down in price and can compete and beat conventional energy.
Solar thermal uses heliostats, or mirrors, to concentrate sunlight onto a tower that heats molten salt. The heat created is then used to generate steam. Kevin Smith says unlike other renewable technologies, this plant will store power so it can operate when the sun is not shining, and that Port Augusta is the right place to host it.
We see a workforce in the Port Augusta area that have real power plant experience, and this is a real power plant. It's got a full steam cycle, steam turbine on the back end, so we need qualified constructors and operators in order to keep this facility going and competitive. So I think it's a great job story. We have a technology that we developed in the U.S. that utilizes molten salt for energy storage.
It's news the Port Augusta community has been hoping for since Alinta Energy's coal-fired power station closed last May, costing 400 jobs. Sam Johnson is the city's mayor.
Absolutely ecstatic. I'm not going to lie about it. I just get a little tear in the eye because this just is the change that we needed. This is what we've been campaigning. I say we as a community and even people outside of Port Augusta, the region, South Australians by and large, have been really fighting hard for a number of years now to get this result. And it's an amazing result.
Port Augusta Mayor Sam Johnson ending Caroline Winter's report.